Would it be safe to say that among like real forest monks, true practitioners, like you're describing, sort of Mahanakai Dhammi differences, it didn't really matter, and it was amongst.
It didn't. I mean, it was. You know, it didn't really matter in terms of practice. It did in terms of actual living together. They were. it's hard to say. And I don't know what the standards were, but even you know, in former times and. You know, doing Patimokkha together was really, you know, not, I don't think that was really allowed. I don't know what say, with either of those teachers, what happened when it came to be Uposatha, that's a big piece of being a monk and a living community is doing Patimokkha together, sharing body. So yeah, I don't know what standards were held, but I think it was held a lot tighter than you know, it's like it still is today. In many, many monasteries, the Mahanikaya and Dhammyu don't do Patimokkha together. Ajahn Ban was one of the first monks to regularly allow the Mahanikaya to do. I mean, if you have a good standard of Indian. There's never a problem for Wapapong monks to do Patimokkha with Ajahn Ban. But Ajahn Ban is not of the, say that he was more like, his teacher was a direct disciple of Ajahn Ma. And I don't think Mahanikaya monks or ever did Patimokkha Ajahn Mahabhu was. That's a different standard.